Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Collin from Metro Research. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. Okay, to make sure that we have a representation of all ages, let me ask you, what is your year of birth?
71.
Okay, 1971. Thank you. Okay, and what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A 2-year college degree.
Okay, so be associate degree?
Associate of Arts, yeah.
Okay. All right, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes, what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
I am, yeah.
Okay. All right, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? We'll probably vote. Other cases, 50-50, or we'll probably not vote. Or we'll definitely not vote. Go ahead.
I said certainly we'll vote.
Okay. Certainly vote. Okay. And how motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you are not all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Let's say a 10.
A 10, okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate me the amount of power you feel that your vote has to change on a scale from 0 to 10, where it means you're vote has no power at all, and 10 means that, you know, your vote has a lot of power, but you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Say a 7.
A 7, okay. Okay, and in thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? Okay, you can select up to 2. Would that be crime and violence, student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform or police violence, voting rights and democracy, abortion, cost of living and inflation, immigration, racism and discrimination, healthcare, jobs in the economy, climate change or Israel-Palestine conflict?
I'd like to choose 12, but
right, just be the two that be the most
abortion, important. The most important would be abortion and the police reformation, just reforming all of it.
Okay, be police crime and violence or criminal justice reform and police violence?
Reforming police violence.
Okay, that one. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and now I'll, we'd like to rate you how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending how you feel. And if you don't, if you don't or you never heard of the people or groups, you can indicate and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Kamala Harris from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
I'm going to give it a 2.
2? Okay, Donald Trump.
0.
0. Hakeem Jeffries.
Who's that?
5.
Who is that?
Oh, is one of the candidates running for something, but they don't give us the, you know, the all information there. Just they just want to see if you know who I'm talking about or who am I reading about.
Okay.
That's fine if you can tell me you don't never heard of him or neutral.
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay, so never heard of him, right? Okay, what about Democrats in Congress?
An 8.
8. And Joe Biden.
I'll give him a 9 just because he's associated with Barack.
Okay. All right, and if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third party or independent candidate, or you undecided, or would not vote?
I would say Biden.
Okay. And if you had to choose, you know, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Biden. Okay, ma'am, and if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate? Or are you undecided or would not vote?
I would vote Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And would you say that your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
My life is much better under Biden.
Much better under Biden, okay. All right, ma'am, would you more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who hated each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference, okay? The first one is honest and ethical.
Would I vote for those traits?
Yes, would that be much more likely to support, someone more likely to support, someone less likely to support, or much less likely to support? Or make no difference.
Okay. I would much likely support someone who is ethical, yes.
Okay. All right. What about the other one says wants to build black wealth?
Wealth?
Yes.
Likely support that, yes.
Much more or just someone more like?
Much more.
Okay. And protects abortion rights?
Much more.
Okay, much more. Fights racism and discrimination.
Much more.
Brings down prices and makes costs, you know, cost of living more affordable.
Much more.
Is effective and gets things done.
Much more.
And is too woke.
Pardon?
He says, is to work.
Is to work?
Well, he says, you know, that's one of the traits that the candidate has is to work. Work is something they use in political agenda, something like that. It's a W-O-K-E, okay? Work.
Oh, it's woke.
Okay.
And
that's what it says, is to walk or walk.
No, I'm not necessarily likely to.
Okay, so be somewhat less likely or much less likely to support?
I mean, I really have no opinion on it. It's not my.
So I also have makes no difference to you.
Yeah, it makes no difference to me.
No difference, okay. All right, ma'am, and now for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate me how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means
so
it doesn't matter.
Just to interrupt you, I'm kind of done with the survey.
Well, ma'am,
I'd like to complete it.
We almost finished. We have like 60%. I only have a little bit more to go.
No, thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.